Don't look under the internet.
Yeah?
Mike.
Yeah?
Is Baby Gronk the new Drift King?
You stole my opening! Or is he being rizzed up by Livy? I'll never know.
Let's break that sentence down bit by bit.
I don't think Mike got what I said, but that's okay.
If Baby Gronk is the new Drift King?
You're saying drip, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked if Baby Gronk was the new Drift King.
No, that's still Vin Diesel. Dude. So I haven't seen Fast 10 yet, but the shit I've seen with Jason Momoa, I'm fucking here for.
I love that they've just ditched like the car theme that they went with, and now it's just
that happened a long time ago.
That happened in Fast 4. When
I don't know
like,
what it is anymore.
Submarine. Yeah. There's someone chasing a submarine on the ice or some shit. And I'm like,
someone said that Fast and Furious has just become a live action anime.
Yeah.
And it kind of just fucking has. Especially because there's that one scene when the Rock is in the hospital and he's like, I gotta get out of here. And just flexes the fucking cast off of his arm and just shatters it. I'm like,
that's directly.
And Vin Diesel
stomps
on the floor and cracks the fucking pavement. I'm like, this is an anime. He's a pro tag right now.
He's a main character energy.
Speaking of main character energy, welcome to everybody. Don't Look Under the Internet. A horror comedy podcast about four people that have big pro tag energy. That's Jason.
Hello, hello.
That's Matt.
That's a computer.
Oh, what?
I'm a computer
guy.
My dad's
a computer.
I'm a computer. You're addicted to dancing.
That's Doug.
Oi, bruv.
And I'm Vin Diesel. And today's episode's all about family. That's not a very good Vin Diesel at all. But did you know, not only is his name Mark Sinclair, hilarious, but he has two pop songs out, and they're kind of fucking bangers.
What just happened? How did we get here?
I think Mike is having withdrawal from real society.
And now he's just...
And he's got so much time at home.
He just thinks about stuff.
That I have been thinking
Baby
of this
Gronk
since
the Drip King.
Or was he just rezzed up by Livy?
You know who's getting rezzed up is the people over here at Deloitte.
Clap
House
above
keeping.
Your head.
It's nice Clap. That after like a month and a half, I still got it. You never
you
lose
do.
Some things. It's like shitting a bike.
Oh. Yeah.
Did you say it's like shitting a bike?
We never forget
how to do that.
Yeah, we have three patrons to shout out. And I think they took your advice because the names are a bit more creative this time around.
Ooh, my favorite game. My favorite game.
We have Dr. Devastator.
I think it's supposed to be Devastator,
but it looks like Devastator.
I think his name is Dave.
Devastator.
We'll take that. We'll take that.
We also have Pizza Man. Go fuck yourself, Pizza Man.
Wow.
Whoa.
Happy birthday. Wow. It's their birthday today. They requested we say go fuck yourself.
Go fuck yourself, Pizza Man.
You fuck a pizza, man.
Oh.
You can interpret that however you want.
But happy birthday. That's really cool.
Happy birthday.
And then we also have Lay's Dick.
Lay's Dick.
Like it's a new flavor of potato chicken.
Only in Japan.
By Lay's.
like that energy drink for gay people in Japan.
Yeah.
From The Office.
The cum flavor or the penis flavor.
Yeah.
What's your favorite flavor?
Green.
No.
Anyway, thank you to these three patrons. Super awesome of you guys. If you want to be a supporter of the show,
I saw the bird scooter happening. You
can go to patreon.com/deludipod and chuck in something and or...
Nothing. Not and. You can't do both.
You could give and then next week cancel. A lot of you do that. I don't want
to. Yeah, a lot of you.
But I understand. I can't be mad. I wouldn't give myself money either. So it's cool.
That's why he gives it to us.
I'm going to ask a question to people or a favorite of people. If you sign up to the Patreon and you end up leaving later, they give you a little survey that asks you why. Fill that up. Even if you, what you have to say isn't nice, just fill it out so we know.
Oh, yeah.
Why. Even if you're like, these guys got unfunny, put that in there because I want to know so I can take improv classes to get funny. Because then I will have my my improv like group called Mission Improbable.
Are you sure you need to go to improv? It sounds like you're doing a pretty good job.
I'll get there.
Hey, you've been on it. You've been on it today.
Thank you. But yeah, thank you, everybody. I really appreciate you three beautiful people. Kisses.
Well, everybody here, but you three get the spotlight this week.
Yes.
The shit light, depending on.
Yes. And here at Diluti, I like to think that every episode we come across is creative. It definitely isn't a waste of time.
It's not a waste of time. It's not terrible for your health either.
No, and it's something that we all aspire to dream of. What do you think we're talking about today, boys?
If they haven't figured it out now,
can I have a hug?
Don't hug me.
I am scared right now.
Don't hug me.
Can I have a hug?
That's why.
Nope.
I'm shitting right now.
Don't hug me. I'm shitting right now.
Don't touch like my me. Baby. I shit.
My child has projectile shitted four times. Shitted. S-H-I-D-D.
Yeah, shitted.
Which E-D? She has projectile shitted four times today, which you're probably like, what is that, Michael? I'll tell you. It's when you wipe and you think they're done, but they're not. They're just like,
we need to tell us.
Like a torpedo out the bum.
You can't touch anything in my house.
I want to know which one of you taught your daughter that.
Right here.
Okay.
So we are...
It just leads to more questions, if I'm being honest, but let's continue, I guess.
We're talking about Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. This was a fan choice. If you go to our patreon.com/thelootypod, in the past would have seen that we had the viewer's choice for covering an episode.
This one's been a long time coming.
Probably going to do more,
very long.
More viewer choices in the future, so hop on over... We're going to do more. It's confirmed. So hop on over to patreon.com/dualitypod so you can put your what you want us to do.
Put your mark on the internet. Yeah. Make us talk about it.
And we won't ever put it out when we say we will. No. So fuck you.
Yes. It will come out. We just won't tell you when.
And if we do, assume we're wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hard assume.
Yeah.
Yep. So boys, let me pull up a thingy here.
Cheers, bud.
How do we... Okay. Just throw me right off the plane already. It may look like I'm drinking a Culver's root beer, but in fact,
he is.
I am. There may or may not be something else in there, like a whiskey and Evan Williams.
And I'm the DD tonight.
Bottle empty.
Evan Williams. Wow. Anyway, go ahead.
Levin Williams.
So with Don't Hug Me,
didn't
I'm
even
scared.
Give me a chance. Jeez.
You got your Liquid Death over there, bud?
You got it?
No.
Sparkling?
Today, I've got Creek Water whiskey.
Ooh.
It's Yellow Wolf's whiskey.
Ooh. Oh, really?
Is it? Yeah. Did you get? Is it just what water that you got from the creek?
What'd you say, Doug?
Oh, you know, before Mike was yelling over me, I just asked if you just got that water from a creek, and it wasn't any. It's not funny. Let's move on.
Doug, you look like white bread. But... Let's make a sandwich. Anyway, that's an old Yellow Wolf song.
Are you okay?
That's an old Yellow Wolf song. You haven't heard that one?
I never seen
money.
I don't
even know who the fuck Yellow Wolf is.
Nobody's got that kind of money in the boondocks. So if you take me up and show me the balcony looking over the Hollywood Valley, I make your balloon pop.
See? We have Yellow Wolf right here on studio. We're going to be breaking Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared into two parts. I thought that would work pretty well. We're going to be breaking it into what we're going over today, which is like the more YouTube-esque stuff. And then there's the fucking TV show that we're going to talk about on the next episode, which is going to be fun, fantastic.
Spoilers.
I don't fucking care anymore. So where else do you start except the start? The beginning, others would call it, if you're in France.
I read your first sentence, and I love it.
Fade in. You like that shit? So the year is a year.
Holy shit.
This is going as well as expected.
I think Mike's brain is on, like, overdrive right now.
I think he's just spent too much time learning about this.
I have been on this one for, like, 4 weeks now. I just forgot when this the first episode came out, so that's why I'm looking
Sit
up.
Sit back quickly. And let him do his thing.
Yeah, you can leave this in or take it out, Moot. This is up to you at this point, baby.
Here's cut number four.
So let's take a peek all the way back on July 29th of 2011. Good year right there, July 29th, 2011. That was 9 days after my birthday. So episode one
Mike is 12 years old.
Fade in, Mike's a baby.
So this channel you see around this time, I'll get into it later on, but you see this channel change its name to Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. And then you see an official drop of episode one of Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. We title it as Creativity.
Yeah.
And you will see why. The episode follows suit. And honestly, if you don't know how this goes, where have you been? I feel like you've been under a rock for most of the internet because I feel like everyone has seen this by now. But here we are talking about this shit.
Kelly apparently hasn't. I know that now.
Well, she's not a creative color. So we open up on our three pro tags. We have Red Man, Birdo, and a living spaghetti squash of a Muppet. he is a yellow thing. I'm not too sure what it is.
Yellow guy. He's a homunculus at best.
I was thinking about what the fuck he is, because you can clearly tell that like the red dude or red man is like
he
red,
looks like spaghetti. Red guy.
He looks like the fucking those things from Sesame Street.
Oh, aliens. Yep.
Well, there's a he point like in that. One of the later episodes yeah. where a bug calls him dad. So maybe he's like some sort of weird overgrown bug.
That's true.
Maybe.
It might be.
But yeah, then you see fucking the spaghetti
you just
squash
see the
person.
Spaghetti like, squash of a Muppet. I don't,
what are you?
Yeah. He reminds me of Quasimodo.
Yeah.
So all these guys, all three of these guys, Redman is red, Birdo is green.
It's red guy.
I like Redman. Saul Redman.
We're literally covering squash. A topic and his actual name is Red Guy.
Red Guy.
It's never stated in there. That's just what he's called by yeah. people.
Yeah, well, his IMDb page.
There's also a guy named Trevor in this somewhere. So
all three of these guys are sitting around a kitchen table. There's a calendar right above the table with the date of June 19th on the wall. We're going to get to that at a later time. Don't you worry.
Hey, that's when this episode's coming out.
Yep.
Yeah, we didn't even plan that. That's fucking crazy. Happy 19th.
Didn't even try to play it off like
the
a
date
smart
is today.
Move.
I know, right? There's a notebook that's
on
the table.
There's no winning. There's just no winning here, guys. Everything we do is for shame.
There's a notebook that opens up and starts singing to them about being a creative person. It teaches them all about creativity and how they can be creative in their everyday life. You can see that there's an... It goes on to say things like, you can see that orange in that bowl. Guess what? It's not just an orange. No. I see a face in it because I'm being creative. I see a silly face. You see my hair? I dye my hair to express myself. It's a whole thing. This notebook is singing at them. And it just tells them all these ways that it can be creative. And it's actually kind of cute sounding.
It looks like a kid show. Like, yeah. This legit looks like a segment on Sesame Street.
Yeah. And there's a point where they say, I dye my hair to express myself. And then they go, that doesn't make any sense.
I dyed my hair to express myself.
The notebook goes on and on. And after learning the lesson about being creative, our pro tags here put their newfound knowledge to the test by looking out the window at some clouds. So fun, so creative. The clouds start to form shapes and animals, and they all start to see the same exact shapes and animals. Now, to me, this whole thing is about being creative, but if all three of them are seeing the same thing, there isn't really much creativity between the three of them. They all see exactly what this notebook kind of makes it out for them to see. It's kind of like waving its arms around and the clouds are changing to what it wants it to be, which I guess is fine. At least it's some sort of wizard notebook. That's okay. Then Spaghetti
You'll find
Squash
that that's
Man.
Like a running theme in most of these videos is there's like something trying to teach them something. And it's like under the guise of like teaching them how to think, but really if you really pay attention, it's explicitly telling them what to think. And
it's a very much. Yeah. Whoa. So Spaghetti Squash Boy decides that he's going to up this ante here. He's tired of clouds. Them there is boring. So he paints a clown. To which he seems pretty dang proud of. He's like, I painted a clown. And then the notebook suddenly goes,
Whoa there, friend. You might want to slow down.
And then
I love
just,
how they just stare.
Yeah.
That fucking death stare.
Yeah, the stare just...
And then just this black paint just runs over the picture of the clown. And all this fun music, it just stops. And it's just silent for a good, like, 10 seconds. And the notebook is just staring at you. with those beady notebook eyes. So we sit in silence, and after a few seconds, the notebook it has our protagonists list their favorite colors. Red guy.
Yep.
Thank you.
Got it in one. Fuckhead.
Red guy chooses blue. Bird person chooses red.
Duck guy.
Duck guy. And yellow guy chooses green. To which the famous line that we all know comes into play. Once he says his favorite color is green, the notebook states that
green is not a creative color.
Doug, you missed out on that one.
Fuck you.
This notebook that you could kind of see is trying to be like a teacher to them and teach them about being creative kind of seems to be picking on Squash Man a little bit. And I don't really appreciate that about, but I like Squash Man. He's funny. It has shot him down literally twice in a row. It has been all of 5 seconds since like the black paint has oozed over his clown costume.
I like
painting.
Green. No.
He's like, yeah, I like clowns. Slow down. I like green. Fuck you. You're not doing that. I just feel bad for Squash Man. It's after this that the notebook asks them to get creative and make their own fun things. And this is when it starts to get a little weird for some people. They start making these fun arts and crafts out of things like felt and like popsicle sticks and glitter. And then as they're like making all this stuff, we get this glitch.
Yep.
And then everything just turns into this like shitty old like 3D render.
Oh, yeah.
And then we get a perspective change. This whole time, the camera has just been on our three guys, kind of like a sitcom where it's just right in front of them. You see the backdrop of like the kitchen and everything. But now we get this perspective shift where now we're looking from like behind our protagonists, and you see
like a POV like a from like a their point
stage.
Of view.
Yeah, you see it's like a soundstage. You see stage crews. You see a camera. You see a director. You see a boom mic. You've seen a screen marker with the label, "Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, Take One," written on it. So right after this, we immediately get all this glitchy, and now we're just back in the kitchen. It's more live action now. We're no longer in like a 3D, rudimentary 3D hellscape. But slight change. Before, Red guy was what looked like a man in a costume. Birdo and Squash Man were Muppets. They were puppet people. Now all of them look like they're people in costumes. Mm-hmm. And it's very off-putting.
It's not great.
No, the music also takes a very dark turn as the arts and crafts get a little bit more and more demented with every second. Before, they're putting like popsicle sticks together with like you know, felt in those like little, those like pipe cleaner things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And now we are putting glitter all over a human heart and rubbing it through paper. Squash Man's just doing this, cutting a weird jig on the dance floor.
Something's happening to Squash Man.
Yeah, and the sky outside.
He's just feeling himself. Let him do his fucking thing.
He is the
dancing.
Yeah.
He is the new Drip King. He's being rizzed up by Livy.
He's being rizzed up by Livy, huh? Is that what that looks like?
Yes.
Okay.
The sky outside gets all dark and stormy, and the bird person cuts into a cake, and they pull out the slice of cake, and it's just full of meat.
Duck guy.
Duck guy cuts open this cake, and it's just full of meat. Duck guy even spells out the word death guy in these like black letters.
You'll get it eventually.
And thank you. You're throwing me off a little bit. Like my eyes
I know. It's intentional.
Duck guy.
Duck.
And so after he spells out the word death, you see a rat takes the meat from the cake and just crams it into its rat hole. And I'm not talking its rat hole. It's its home. A different type of rat hole.
Mm-hmm.
There is a scream that can be heard, and now everybody is just back to normal. We're Muppets again, except for Redman.
Oh, God.
The notebook ends the video with another phrase that we all know and love. Now let's all agree
to never be creative again.
And then it just collapses over.
Yes.
Quick, cue it up.
Okay. You have the audio.
There it is.
No.
Now, I have a little bit more to say on this, but I think maybe I should save
hold
this
the fuck
later.
On. Hold the fuck on. Just you,
yes.
you should
don't yet. We're gonna
You don't even need to allude to spoilers, bro.
Yeah, so that was episode one of Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared.
We'll call it creativity.
Something that over the span of 1 month got like 12 million views.
It's a lot.
And are you surprised? Can we say we're surprised by that, people?
We can, but we'd be lying.
We're the internet, and there's some fucked up shit on the internet. And this is 2011 internet, which was juicy.
That's what
internet.
I was going to say. This, if it's terms of the content that was on YouTube at the time, this was fucking lit.
Oh yeah, 100%, 100%. Well, the shitty part about that though is you said back in 2011 is when this started, July 29th.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we have to wait another 3 fucking years before another episode comes out.
Oof.
Which is super upsetting for the people who saw this and loved it at first, but I am happy they got around to doing it. Now, after this, they get a bit more regular. But you can absolutely see the actual content. It's high production. It's high quality. It's done very well. But let's jump 3 years later to January 8th, 2014. They drop another video under the Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared YouTube channel. And this video is called Time. You're probably going to learn something here, right? That's what the last one was kind of about.
Well, yeah, we learned creative. A lot from the last one. So I assume we'll learn more.
You know, at first, we've got
And being educated.
You're about to get a lot more educated about like how essentially how you pass through time and how that works. It's kind of a question that these
I
three
pass
have.
Through time like every person does, 1 foot at a time.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
I walk a quarter mile at a time.
thank you, Dom Toretto.
let's move on to time. Let's learn about time a little bit. This one starts off and it shows Red Man, Duck Guy, and Yellow Guy sitting in their chairs around a TV. And you can see a clock. There's a window and they're just kind of hanging out. And essentially, one of them asks, what time is our show? Where they give off the aura that they're waiting for their show to start. And
they're like, come on, guys, our show's going to be on soon.
Yep, that's exactly how it starts. And then a talking clock, who apparently is named Tony. I didn't know that. But
Tony the time.
Tony the time. The time, time, time. I don't know how.
There. Time.
It's time. A talking clock named Tony essentially wakes up off the wall and exclaims he is there to teach them all about time. And even Redman's even like, no, like literally our show is about to start and the clock is just like, don't be stupid. You know what? I think they do a better job of making all these face noises with their mouths. So Doug, would you like to cue up the beginning of time? And now keep in mind when you're listening to this, that all of the songs that you're going to hear throughout all of these videos in the entire series are going to be very similar to this. This is a Diluti favorite for reasons we will go over later. But yeah, go ahead and fucking play that track, DJ.
All right.
Time is a tool you can put on the wall or wear it on your wrist. The past is far behind us. The future doesn't exist.
Oh, what's the time?
It's 8:45. Time to have a bath.
What do you mean? We're already clean.
Scrub, scrub, scrub till the water's brown. Time is a ruler to measure the day. It doesn't go backwards, only one way.
Scrub, scrub, scrub till the water turns brown.
It goes on kind of like that. They're all very, very childlike in nature. I mean, they're catchy. I'm not going to lie about that at all.
This is my favorite song. I quote it to myself.
I sang this all day at work today.
I'll be at home just, let's go on a journey through time.
Oh, yeah.
That bit reminds me like so much of like some like weird South Park fucking like singing.
Time
I don't know why.
Changing all the time.
I can see that, yeah.
It's time to go to time.
So every one of these videos is going to have essentially a scenario, an introduction, and then a song will start. And the song in all of these is meant to teach both the characters. Well, honestly, it's mainly the characters, but also whoever's watching, maybe to, you know, learn more about that topic. However, as is tradition.
Yeah, we learn about creativity. Yeah, it's like school. One day I learn about creativity, and the next day we're going to learn about time. Yeah, it's like school.
Exactly. It's like we're in second grade again.
It's like basically like children's cartoons like Sesame Street.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Like, we are watching like a PBS show, basically.
The Learning Channel. Yeah.
You're watching the Family Learning Channel. Now watch as angry ticks fire out of my nipples.
Thank you, Matt. So as these characters are waiting to watch their show, and Tony the Time Clock jumps off the wall and starts telling them all about time. It starts off pretty normally, and they talk about like the different things that like. What time is. They say, like, time is a tool. You can, you wear it on your wrist. And it's all spelled wrong. It's all fucked up.
The yeah, wrist is spelled like R-I-S-Z.
It's R-I-Z-D. R-I-Z-D. Is how they spell wrist.
Wrist.
Yep. One other thing you need to take notice of is in most of these videos, Yellow Man is like, or Yellow Guy is
his
like.
His name is Spaghetti Squash Boy.
Spaghetti Squash Boy. he's constantly playing catch up. Like, every single episode, he's like, crow guy and
duck guy.
Duck guy, that's what it is. Duck guy, I'm thinking of Catastrophe Crow. Duck guy and red guy always are like, oh, yeah, we understand what's happening here. Yellow guy's just like, what the fuck is happening? I have no idea what's going on right now.
Does he ever, though?
But look, no. yeah, so
I don't like this.
The characters begin to like question, like, time, because this clock is explaining it to them. They're like, wait a minute, this doesn't make any sense, explain more. And every time they do that, Tony the clock just is like, go fuck yourself. He like freaks out for a second. Doesn't say go fuck yourself, but he calls him stupid a couple of times. He says like, there's no time for this, and he just like moves right along. And it essentially, as it goes further, the characters start questioning their own reality. Simply because, like, at one point they're hanging out in their living room, and all of a sudden a watch appears on one person's wrist, and they are transported into the bath. And when it's 9:30, there's fish everywhere. Which,
it's 20 past day. There's fish on my tray. Oh, tray. That's right. There's fish in my tray.
Yeah.
There's fish in the bath.
There's fish everywhere. So after that, they get transported out of there, and they essentially get teleported onto Rainbow Road, where the clock guy starts singing Mike's favorite.
Let's go on a journey through time.
Exactly.
Because time is changing all the time. It's time to go to time.
Yes.
Now
goes
I want
that.
A Mario Kart 64 ROM hack where the only difference is the Rainbow Road level has that song.
No, you know what I background. Need?
Or he's I a need, racer and he's no, like no, throwing you, coffins and old men at you.
No, you need it to where it's everything is the same except the blue turtle shell is the clock.
It's the clock.
And as it gets closer, you hear
time is turning on a
journey through time.
Time is turning on the time.
That would be 9,000% more terrifying. So as they hit Rainbow Road and they're walking along this rainbow road in space,
which I think is supposed to signify the more you know. NBC thing.
Maybe, yeah. That could be a part of it for sure. So they're walking on it and they get distracted by a bunch of shit flying through virtual space. And my favorite line from this part is when the yellow guy looks up and goes, an old man died. And the clock's just like, but look, a computer.
But look, a computer.
It's so fucking funny.
An old man died, but look, a computer.
Now, this all seems like it's good fun. And the red guy, duck guy, and yellow guy are all having a fantastic time. And they get back to their home. And the music or the tempo of the music starts speeding up a little bit as like you hear it go like dun, 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 dun. And it keeps going up and up and up. And as this is happening, it's almost like time starts passing super quickly.
Oh, you forgot one of the best parts is when they start to realize before that they start to realize exactly what time is. That time is a construct of human perception.
Yes, that's right. I'm so sorry. They finally do. They do get to the point where like, I get what time is. And they start giving off examples. And as soon as they say that time is a construct of human perception, the next sentence, they start to say it, and the clock just interrupts the shit out of them just by going, meek, meek, meek,
like
meek.
An alarm clock.
Oh, yeah. It's fucking really loud and really, really obnoxious. But yes, he essentially, he stops that mid tracks by doing that. And right after that happens, it shows them in their house and the music starts speeding up a little bit and everyone starts to like decay in real time. Yellow guy's hair grows super fucking long, super quick, and a bunch of blood starts coming out of his eyes and his ears and his mouth. Duck guy's flesh falls off of his hand. It like melts into the chair almost. His eyeball eventually falls out of his socket. Red guy's hair grows super long and turns into like a sickly gray color. And he pulls some of his scalp off with some of the hair that's in his hand. And the decomposing is revealed to be a part of the television show that they are watching. As it pans back, you see like the screen and you see all this happening on the TV. And then you see red guy, duck guy, and yellow guy all sitting in their respective chairs. And they turn the TV off. And apparently that's the end of their TV program. And that's the end of the episode.
Very good.
You skipped what is my favorite part of this video, and it's only like a very small joke that's made. But at one point, the clock goes, it's just the passage of time. It's out of my hands.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Fucking
I'm holding the mic, so you get a one-armed clap.
That's fine.
I forgot you can do that.
Did you mention, and I won't spoil anything, but did you mention the one character that we end up seeing for the first time in this one?
Oh, you're right. We do have to introduce him here, don't we? And I forgot that this is actually somebody that you need to pay attention to.
Yeah, it's very subtle and very quick.
Yes,
but
when they're going over the what time is and they're trying to guess what it is, they go wildly off topic. And essentially they... Yellow guy brings up his dad.
My dad's a computer.
No, they're talking about time, and yellow guy interrupts by just going, "I'm friends with my dad."
Yeah. I'm friends with my dad.
It just shows this very deranged looking yellow Muppet man.
It's just like a taller version of him.
Just imagine the Hills Have Eyes.
Yes.
But with a spaghetti squash for a head.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, that's something you do need to pay attention to, because this is, if this were to have something that you might know as canon, his dad is definitely heavily a part of it.
Yeah. Does he say something like, "My dad has a computer" in this one?
Later on, he goes, "I'm friends with my dad," and then they're going over like the different types of technology. Yeah. Yellow guy just out of nowhere goes, "My dad's a computer."
Yeah,
my dad's a computer.
And it's just like, what? Doesn't make any sense.
It sure
makes no sense to you.
It doesn't. But that is the end of time.
Wow.
I know. There it is, folks.
Well, that being said. We get to the next video, which happens, I don't know exactly how long, but it's like almost a year. Well, okay. You want to get into the actual technicalities of where they lay?
Do you want to do it that way?
We have to. At least mine.
You have
the
first one and I have the second one.
So we have to for that.
That's fine. Yes. That's fine.
So it's at this point that Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared kind of disappears for a little bit. After episode 2, you find that there's not much content being uploaded. And everyone's
You'll see about a year pass before another episode comes out.
Everyone's like, what gives, man? I'm into this fucked up shit, this snuff film that YouTube allows me to watch.
Sesame Street and gore video.
Yeah. And so you'll notice at some point a GoFundMe appears from the creators of
Kickstarter.
I'm Scared. Say thank you, Kickstarter. Who are like, money me now.
Me money.
Money.
And with this Kickstarter, we start off with a video that is titled Help.
Help.
It is 19 seconds long. And it is basically a VHS tape recording of our three protagonists basically tied up in a basement. There is a date on the camera, and it is June 19th of 55. I'm going to assume that means 1955.
Yeah.
We never really know.
I assumed as well.
Yes. And so they're kind of looking around. They're like, where are we? And yellow guy goes, why are we in my dad's house? And red guy's like, I don't think we're in your dad's house. And the duck is like, Well, whoever's house it is, they need to clean up. It smells like rats and gasoline. And then, Batman. Like, a guy comes in with, like, a guy comes in off of screen wearing, like, I don't even know how to describe the mask. It's like a weird wolf.
It's like a Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's like, basically a Bigfoot. Like, everything I read about it, everyone was just like, it's Bigfoot.
It's Bigfoot.
Bigfoot
but
Nazi.
He comes in from out of frame and Duck is like, do you live here, sir? You should use a wipe up, a dusting perhaps. And he just starts fucking dousing him in gasoline. And then the camera cuts away and then Red Guy's just like reading off a script and the fucking Bigfoot guy's like above him with like a hammer. Just like,
are you going over my part as well?
No, this is all of mine.
Okay. I couldn't remember if it. Which where it bleeds, blends, it bleeds. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Just like
these are 19 seconds long. Oh, by the way,
I'm gonna hit him. And Red Guy's just reading off a script that says, "We need money, and if we don't get money, we will be killed off." And yeah. Then he's like, "Did I read that right?" And you just hear from the Bigfoot, and that's the video that we get.
Yeah, and then there's actually another one that we get for the Kickstarter. Which is just titled Help 2.
Electric
and
Boogaloo.
There's so much to see in this 19 seconds. I had to like literally pause like almost frame by frame to like see everything. But basically the first thing you see is so quick and it's so easy to miss. But you literally see like yellow guy tied to a chair with a bag on his head. And then the next thing you see is Duck Guy, which he's just like straight up tied up. And like it looks like he's like in a basket or something, like the colors are really dark so you can't really tell, but then you see Red Guy with the Bigfoot behind him with the fucking hammer and he's starting to read again and he just says, if you're watching this, we need your help, instead of money this time he just says we need your help. And then one thing I wanted to mention is in the background of where Red Guy is sitting, there's a big green face
on the wall with an
X in it. Like you can only see from the bottom down.
Yeah.
And then the Bigfoot is wearing a green jumpsuit with like, it seriously looks like a Nazi armband. I'm not sure what's on the armband.
In
but
mine, the flag with the face on it has the X through it. There's the British pound on the forehead of the.
Yeah. Face. So I don't know. Just a fun callback to like, you know, green is not a creative color kind of thing.
Yep.
But yeah. And then It flashes super, super quick and you just see Sketchbook looking like super dead on the ground. Like like it's like a literally a whole second and it's gone. And then, yeah, again, the date reads 6/19/1955, except it's all British like and not that way. But that's Help too. Matt, you had the last one, right?
Yeah. So there's a third one called Help 3, and it's actually kind of hard to find the complete like from beginning to end video of this, but there's clips of it scattered around online, and then there's like a write-up, but I don't think the write-up on the wiki is complete. But basically the gist of this one is that the money man, who's like the big Sasquatch thing wearing the green jumpsuit, has all three of them tied up together, and then he walks in and severs Red Guy's ear, the Birdman, Duck Guy's eye, and then Yellow Guy's finger, and then he sticks them all on a table and swirls them around and then shoves them inside like a manila envelope and writes "you" in blood on the envelope. And then some text pops up at the top of the screen, and it says, "The puppets need..." So if you read it with the envelope, it says, "The puppets need you." And then he moves the envelope and it says, "or dead" underneath it, question mark.
That's
money me or dead, please.
Money me or dead. One of the two.
So yeah. When does Wakey Wakey happen? I don't actually know.
That we'll do it. We'll do Wakey Wakey. And
that happens,
I'm guessing,
after
egg.
The rest of the YouTube videos are uploaded.
Wakey Wakey Egg at the very end.
And fly, I guess. Okay, cool. All right. We'll go back in time here.
Time is changing all the time.
Thank you. So after we get a few of these help videos, you can tell that they're kind of trying to make this thing, a financially viable venture for them to keep making the episodes, or they're going to murder our favorite puppets ever.
It's like they're holding the audience hostage.
They really are. They're like, we will fucking murder these inanimate puppets if you don't fucking give us money. It's a great tactic. It's a great tactic.
It really is.
So yeah, we then get our episode called Love, and this is like a year later. Basically what happens here is we get our longest video so far. And by long, I mean only 6 minutes. It's really not that long, but it is longer than the rest, being like 3 minutes each. Mm-hmm. So, basically immediately what you see when this episode starts is you see like the title screen, and then the camera's panning over, and on this tree is a missing persons poster. And Mike. It is the three it's Mike. it's our three protagonists in the picture, and it says last seen June 19th.
Wow.
So as soon as we pan from the missing persons poster, we see our three titular characters, fucking red guy, yellow guy, and duck guy, having a nice quiet little picnic of just chicken, just raw chicken in a basket.
Is that not what you take on picnics?
It will be from now on.
Do ducks eat chicken?
Ducks eat
they
ducks.
Could if you made them, I guess.
Chickens
do
eat
potatoes?
Chicken.
Do spaghetti squashes eat chicken?
They do now.
Hey. So while they're sitting at their picnic, a bee starts buzzing around, and duck guy ends up like smashing it. And yellow guy doesn't seem to care for that very much. And he gets all sad and starts running away. And he ends up in the fucking tree because he's freaked out. So once this happens, he sees what looks like a butterfly. His name is Shrignold.
Shrignold the butterfly.
Except I'm pretty sure they call him a pigeon or something. Pigeon. Yeah, baby pigeon.
Pesky bee.
And it basically starts talking to him about death and like, you know, like what happens and all this stuff. And then he goes into song, as they do, about love. So they really kind of take a 180 on you, I guess, with that whole first part. But yeah, they go into their like classic song and dance, and you see like all these new characters kind of popping up, and he's talking about loving each other and doing this and that. And they end up telling the yellow guy that he isn't loving right. That they just kind of like, they mention it and they don't really expand on it. So they go, well, here, let's tell the story of Michael.
Oh, my favorite part is earlier he's like, I feel tingly. That's love.
Yeah, yeah.
Immediately they're just, that's love.
This, to be fair, this is probably like my least favorite episode out of them, and it's probably going to be the shortest amount I'm going to talk on anyways. But so real quick, let's hear what they have to say about Michael real quick, because this part had me fucking cracking up.
This is the story of Michael, the loneliest boy in town. This is the story of Michael, the ugliest boy in town. Ugly and weak, they called him a freak. So he lived on his own underground. He lived on his own underground. He lived on his own underground.
You see, everyone has a special one.
He lived on his own in the ground.
They literally were just like, oh, even Michael has his special person. And then they sing this song. And then, like, literally, like, yellow guy's just like,
what?
Why? And then they just do not touch back on it, which I thought was just absolutely hysterical.
That's a running theme for sure. Just every time yellow no guy content. Tries to clarify a point, they're like, no, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, and there's actually a lot of things they say in this one about love, and it's like, you know, they're like, love is protected by a ring, and she's made for him, and he's made for her, and like all this like weird, like, just like very like
religious.
Yeah, it's like it almost feels like you're in like Sunday school learning about shit, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
There's a point too where he's just like, is like, oh, you feel love? He's like, no, I'm just hungry. And they're like, no, you're lonely.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're lonely. There's a lot of hidden things in this.
They're
one
talking
as far
to him
as
like he's a child.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. But yeah, so, you know, as these episodes do, we get to this part where like it just completely 180s, and then they're like, oh yeah, now we worship the monster king named Malcolm. And it's just like, it just literally, it goes from like 0 to 100 right after that. You see this big like stone head, and they're talking about like Phoenix Gravel, and they end up telling him to, they're like, oh yeah, you need to change your name and clean your brain. And like, you see him like pull the top of his like skull off, and like his little brain just popping out and shit. And yeah, so in this part too, in the background, like there's like all this weird shit happening. And there's like this part where you kind of see like all the cult members like standing around, and you actually end up seeing the clock. You see Red Guy in the background. You see a couple other characters. Yep. You see his dad, Yellow Guy's dad and stuff. So it's like, if you're not looking, you will miss it, because I missed it the first time. And then when I went back and watched it, I was like, oh, shit.
I'm not going to lie, I didn't notice any of the things I was supposed to notice until after I saw the very last video. On the web series, anyway.
Okay.
And once that happened, I was like, I have to go back and watch these.
Yeah. No, you really do. But yeah, so there's just like, I don't know, it's so much weird shit. But long story short, at the end of this one, you see Yellow Guy kind of like snap out of it. Like he like, you know, the cult's coming after him. And then he like wakes up in like a cold sweat on top of the tree. And Red Guy and Duck Guy kind of come up, and they're like, hey, we saved you a hard-boiled egg. And
would you like an egg in these trying times?
Pretty much. And then they give him a hard-boiled egg, and then a bee pops out of it, and then the duck guy smashes it on the boiled egg, and he's like, pesky bee.
Pesky bee.
Pesky bee.
And yeah, that's really all we got with that one.
That is love.
That is love.
Jesus Christ.
There is a video that came out right before this one that I forgot to mention as well, that you wouldn't find on their YouTube channel or anything. It was on a different YouTube channel.
Oh, wow.
It's called Craig's Day Out, I think it is.
Oh, that's
Craig's
right.
Big Day.
It was listed
Craig's
somewhere.
Craig's Big Day. Essentially what it is the creators have gone out to say that Craig's Big Day is supposed to be the TV show that they originally wanted to watch in episode 2.
In the time episode?
Yes.
And that's supposed to be the show that's playing?
Yeah, it's supposed to be what they want
melting.
To see. Yeah, exactly. And it's about a man named Craig, and he's at work. He's at work on his birthday.
Craig.
And Craig sings a song about, trigger warning, wanting to kill himself. Mm. But it's very upbeat and joyful.
It's like that.
It's his birthday, and he wants to die on his birthday. And his birthday is June
19th, 1955.
Weird.
But that's what they were originally supposed to be watching.
Weird.
Fun little tidbit.
But instead of that, we got time.
Yeah.
And now that love is done, what comes after love, Mike?
Death.
Nope.
There's one other thing. You don't believe in life after love?
Do you believe in life after love?
Computers? You're not feeling like a computer-y guy?
I'm not feeling like a computer-y guy.
Okay.
So anyway, so we're on to the next episode. This is about computers.
Wait, wasn't mine also kind of about computers?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit.
An old man died, I understand that.
Look, a computer.
Look, a computer.
Exactly. So we start with our
Squash Man's dad is a computer.
He is
a computer. We start with our pro tags just kind of like hanging out. They're around a table playing a game, and Red Guy picks up a card from the game, and the question on the card is,
Oh,
you dumb,
now
you dumb
2,000 people just did too.
A lot of people just lost the game.
The card reads, it's like, what is the biggest thing?
Oh, yeah, what's the biggest thing in the world?
And what's the biggest thing in the world?
This was like, my favorite intro to any Don't Hug Me, I'm
Scared. And they're
scared.
Just like, I don't know, mountains? The sky? And then...
I don't know, is there someone who might be able to tell us about...
And then, is there someone that could tell us about it? And then...
About the things on Earth?
And then Red Guy, like, there's a globe right next to Red Guy, and he just looks over, very pissed off, like... He does not want this to come to life, but he knows it's going to.
He knows.
Like, Red Guy has, like, already kind of been aggravated. You could tell he's aggravated through this entire thing. And he just, like, looks over at the globe and just stares at it.
Just waits.
And all of a sudden, a computer pops up.
No. And then fucking Duck Guy goes,
If only
there was something in the room that could talk to us and tell us all about this. and then nothing. And then fucking yellow guy, same shit, and then goes back to red guy, and eventually
he gets like cut off.
The globe turns around.
Is
yeah.
A face. Just like,
and then
a computer,
and then the computer starts screaming. It's so good.
A globe like turns out to be like, hey, and then just,
I'm a computery guy.
I'm a computer. I'm a computery guy. And it's honestly, I kind of like how the computer looks. It's like the speakers on the bottom are like the eyes.
It reminds me of the air conditioning unit from Brave Little Toaster.
Oh my God, that thing used to scare the shit out of me.
It scared the shit out of me as a kid.
But the
did
computer
you mention
starts
that it has
about
a digital brain?
A digital brain. It opens its brain. It starts talking about the internet and how great computers are. And they're like, I'm made of wires. And like, he's just got a box full of wires. I have a digital brain. And it like opens it up to see its brain. And like red guy just isn't having it. He's like, no, like, I don't want any of this to happen.
Yeah. He's
like stop,
I'm real
shut
done
up
with this.
Stop, shut up. And he goes to click on the keyboards of the computer.
Oh God.
And the computer just lets
don't
out this.
Touch me!
This just scream.
It's this very high pitched like glitch noise.
Yeah.
That's the end of the sentence of don't touch me.
You're gonna are you trying to play that? Because I don't want you to.
No, I
have a part. I was just looking at like the clips on the YouTube video to see like all the
stuff.
He
was reliving his glory years.
So it's at this point you hear he touches the keyboard and the computer just don't touch me.
Yeah.
It just goes all crazy and everything just goes dark.
It pulls an Andross.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, everything just goes dark, and then our pro tags wake up, and they're in the digital world like a bunch of Digimon.
They are computery guys.
but they're in the Digimon digital world. Meanwhile, our boys in this digital world are like shitty CG
it's so
models
bad.
Again. And I think it's Squash Boy who at one point is like a wire render.
Yeah.
It's either Birdman or it's Squash Boy. It becomes like a wire render at one point. And the computer's just like, look at all the fun things here. Like, there's graphs.
There's bar graphs.
There's bar graphs. Aren't bar graphs fun?
There's
digital
style.
Digital style.
Well, you want me to just play it now?
Just fucking,
sure.
Dude, we're
dancing.
All seeing it in our
like
heads
dancing?
Right now. You know that.
Digital style. Yeah.
All right.
This is what's going to be the themed. Yeah, this is the theme song to your week, and I'm so sorry for all of the people around you who are going to hear this fucking song, but here we go.
Good question. Well, it's up to you. In the digital world, there's over three things to do.
Wow, look at pie chart.
Digital style. Do a digital dancing. Hey, this is fun.
Wow, look at bar graph.
Digital style. Do a digital dancing. Hey, this is fun.
Wow, look at line graph.
Anyway, so it just goes on forever. So it
just gets faster and faster and
faster.
The weird thing about it is, in the beginning, the computer tells you about all the glory that is the digital world and how much shit there is inside of it. And then 5 seconds later, he's like, "There's three things
there's
to do.
Three
here.
Things
there's
to do. Here.
There's graphs. There's digital style
and digital dancing.
Digital dancing." Whoa, it's fun.
Whoa.
And that's it.
Wow, this is fun.
Meanwhile, they are in this world that's full of like color like shit all over them. But then
they're
just
in
like,
the internet. They are under the internet.
And then it's immediately just like, no, three things, you're done after that. That's it. And so throughout this entire time in the digital world, because they're digi-destined, the red guy is like actively frustrated.
So he fucking hates this.
He's hating being here. He's not participating in anything. Like the bird guy and yellow squashman are the only ones really doing shit. Meanwhile, red guy's just like, I'm tired of this. To the point where when it's going through the three things, the grass, digital style, and dancing, you see red guy just like standing there. And he's just like slowly making his way away. And there's like this dark tunnel that he's like making his way to. And it's pretty much a doorway. And he makes his way to the doorway, which is basically the exit of the digital world.
Yeah, it's getting like faster and faster and creepier.
We even see the symbolism of it where he, it shows him like by the computer that they're like sucked into.
Yeah, he's like following the plug.
Yeah, there's a red cable, a yellow cable, and a green cable, and he's following the red cable to unplug it, to basically get himself out of the matrix. And once he does that and, you know, goes through the doorway, he is immediately in a weird like realistic version of the kitchen.
Go ahead. I don't want to give anything away.
He's in this version of the kitchen, and in the kitchen, it's like shitty, low quality, low production. It's just like a crappy folding table.
A mop.
There's the mop that is supposed to represent the red guy, and there's like a man in like a green screen suit, like holding the mop.
They're all just like looking.
I love the real duck.
Yeah, there's a real duck.
There's an actual fucking duck.
Duck man. Squash boy is just like a shitty, like, it's a balloon head on like a shitty rubber body. But like, we see Red Man, and he's in like a mocap suit, and he's like in full like spandex, and he's just standing there, and he sees the camera. He sees the director. He sees like
the actors,
Yeah. And his head literally explodes
right after what?
It's like the better ending to the Truman Show.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Oh yeah. And, are
this would have made
the,
a much better ending.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So his head explodes, but the timing is really what's important in this video. And it's just, so you see a guy walk out with one of the, what are those called?
Oh, like, yeah, the snappers. And it
the snappers, and it shows like the cut, like the take, the cuts, the amount of cuts, all that kind of stuff. And it says, "Don't hug me, I'm scared." Scene, da da da. And then as soon as they snap it, like the scene is over or starting.
That's
one of the two. He instantly just, his body melts and his head explodes.
It's almost like his mind is blown by the realization of what's going on around him.
Almost.
And there's a calendar on the wall that's labeled June 19th.
It's almost like that date's super fucking important.
That's so wild.
Yeah. It might be.
But yeah, this is definitely one of the funnier ones. It's real simple, but real fun just because I love how the computer looks.
That song, man, is so fucking catchy. It's so catchy.
And at the end of this one, we get a credit to a Roy.
Like the video game from Rick and Morty?
Roy! No, there's someone in the credits in the last, I think, two episodes that has been credited, and they're just named Roy.
Like Madonna or Cher.
Yeah, or Seal.
Just Roy.
Or McLovin.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. So
you've also heard me say it multiple times, but because the computer is difficult to understand, I totally thought that it said, "You're addicted to dancing." But now I realize
that's what I thought at first as well.
Dancing. You're addicted to dancing.
But then everything
digital dancing makes more sense, yeah.
Digital
dancing. Yeah, it makes sense in the context of the video.
Yeah, in the context of the digital world.
Hey, Digimon. Hey, Digimon.
I'm catching up. I'm getting there.
We're getting there.
I'm like Squash Man. I'm a little behind everybody else.
Don't say that. We're going to change your name in the group chat.
Well, what's going on? What's after computers?
Well, the only thing that it should normally follow computers is something called health. That's episode, what, five? We just did four or five? Yeah. Episode five is called Health. And this is one of the longer ones as well. It's about 6.5 minutes long. This one is probably my second favorite of the entire series, following
this one's
the
trippy.
Web series. It's super fucking trippy. My favorite of the web series is probably Computers, simply because of that fucking song. And I literally was singing it all day at work today. Yeah. So the next one we get is called Health, and it's actually, when we picked topics, I didn't realize that this was the health one, but it super fucking fits. So the first thing you're going to notice, so we're in 2015 now. I don't know if Mike told you what date the last video came out.
But I did not.
April 1st, 2015. So we are on now to October 14th, 2015. The first thing that you're going to notice with this video is that Red Guy is just fucking not there. And they don't talk about it. They don't even mention it. It's almost like it's normal that he's not there. I wouldn't even say
normal. They mention a lot. There's something.
They do ask. I'm sorry. Duck Guy and Yellow Guy are definitely aware that something is wrong. Every other entity in this video is like, no, this is normal. This is how everything has always been.
Yep.
100%. So Yellow Guy and Duck Guy are very aware of the change, but they can't really
like something's
off, and I have no idea what it is. So after they clarify that they don't know what's going on, I'm just going to read this sentence verbatim from the Wikipedia page because it's the best sentence. Anthropomorphic food starts to sing about being healthy.
It's not wrong.
I just love, so when they transition, they're like, something's wrong here, like something's missing,
And then giant slab of meat appears.
It's not even that. He's like, duck guy turns around. He's like, yellow guy turns around. He's like, is it that guy? And it's just a peanut butter sandwich.
Yeah,
like,
it's just a peanut butter fucking sandwich.
He's playing the spoons.
He shows up and there's a can of spinach involved. There's a fucking slab of meat. It's like a T-bone steak. But yeah,
full ass like porterhouse steak.
Oh yeah, it looks delicious.
There's also a bit right before the food comes into play where
the phone rings.
No, that's after. Where duck guy is like, something does seem off, and he looks over at the fridge, and there's a picture of them with red guy on it.
Yeah,
and then it flashes away and back, and then it's a picture of red guy outside of the window, and the duck is dead.
Oh yeah,
keep that in mind because that's foreshadowing. Matt will highlight all the points you need to pay attention to with a Mario whale. So duck guy and yellow guy realize something is wrong, but they can't really put their finger on it. They notice that red guy is in the pictures, but they still cannot. They don't have time. That's a better way to say it. They don't have time to talk about it because several things happen. Food starts singing at them. There's a can of spinach in a cupboard. There is a peanut butter sandwich, and there's also a giant like porterhouse steak. And I'm not going to lie, the expressive faces on the steak were really pretty impressive. They were really fucking impressive.
Every time the phone rang, he would just be like,
yeah, just like eyebrows up and fucking frowning.
I thought that was pretty creative how they ended up doing the mouth on that thing.
But not green.
The expressions on all the characters are pretty good. They paid a lot.
Oh yeah, they're fantastic. Yeah, the thought that was put into like the actual the emotional state of all of these pieces of food, I guess. It's actually pretty great. So this anthropomorphic food starts to sing about being healthy, and it delivers very, very bizarre and extremely nonsensical advice.
It'll turn your teeth gray.
Yes, so that's your teeth turning gray is one of the tropes here for sure. They start singing about like healthy food, and it's very normal at first. And then the phone rings. When Duck picks it up, he wakes up and he's lying in like, I don't want to call it a hospital room, but he's in a hospital bed for sure. And so like at this point, the food has been singing for a hot minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then the duck wakes up first after he answers the phone. And then he is in a hospital bed surrounded by like these monitors that are playing exactly what's happening to yellow guy and duck guy. Eventually the food characters like run off set and they knock the camera over.
Oh yeah. Well, one of the things too is the bird's getting awfully sassy.
Oh, the bird gets,
it's like, leave me alone. Get off.
Oh yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Duck guy gets super sassy.
You can tell duck guy is now kind of having that same like thought process that red guy is having. Like
I don't want to be here.
This is fucked.
This is fucked. Let's stop doing this. So the thing that I didn't pay attention to in any of these things is like what the characters represent. And something that I'm learning very quickly is if you look at the animated fucked up characters, they have something to do with the fucked up consequence that happens to at least one of either red guy, duck guy, or yellow guy. Didn't notice that before this video. With that being said, so he wakes up in this dark room, and it shows red guy and who is Roy again?
We haven't really, we don't know who Roy is yet.
Okay. Let's not talk about that. So you see red guy, it's so hard to talk about this without like giving all of it away, but whatever.
Are you trying to talk about when the camera gets knocked over?
The can starts stuffing shit in his mouth.
So there's something that is really important.
I know. And I don't like, can I talk about it?
I don't know, man.
Do I wait?
No, you can say there's what that is, but you don't have to say a name. So right when the bird knocks the camera, because he's like, quit it, get away.
He knocks the camera over and he
there's
runs.
There's a frame
when
the camera knocks
two,
over.
Two frames.
Where you see yellow guy's dad hovering over the set.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the dark corner.
It's super quick, and I didn't see this one at first, for sure, but on my second watch through, I saw it, and that's when I kind of made the connection throughout the entire series.
Well, I think we can kind
he
of.
Was also
I think
in
we
the in mind the computers one.
Yeah,
when Red Guy is like yeah. getting fed up with everything, it shows Red Guy like going to pull the cord. He's in the corner there yeah. as well.
Big just, long arm.
Yeah.
No.
No. Yeah. He's yeah, in the corner, sorry, just like sorry. Very dark and just sitting there. That's you the can't next even video. Tell he's there.
Yeah. Fucking. I think it's safe to say at this point that we can kind of explain. The dad, I think.
Spaghetti Squash Man's dad's name is Roy.
Yeah, because you on their fridge, you see the name Roy with the phone number on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's in almost every episode. Yep. You see Roy in almost every episode. I'm pretty sure all the episodes. But yeah, at this point, I think it's safe to assume that if you're watching it, you know, okay, you can kind of put two and two together.
Yeah, so you see Red Guy and Yellow Squash Man's dad, or Roy,
mm-hmm.
Essentially like... It's super creepy. They're like peeking over the set and like spying on everything that's happening.
The Red Guy's in the window a lot.
Yes, very much so. So this is right after Duck got super annoyed by the food character. Essentially, he wakes back up in the dark room that we had just seen. And there's everything in this fucking series is anthropomorphic. So there's this can of something. Is it spinach? I don't know what it is. Is it beans?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I'm not even sure.
Some sort of food. I know that much.
Some kind of canned food, essentially with a face and arms, shows up. And actually, no, this one doesn't have the arms. This is a face attached to something.
It looks like a minion almost.
Kind of, yeah.
Like a much worse minion.
They show up and literally just disembowel Duck Guy and start stuffing their entrails into its mouth. And like sucking him up like spaghetti.
Yep.
Duck Guy just starts screaming his ass off. Now, eating his organs, right? We then cut back to Yellow Guy, who is it looks like he's tripping his balls off, if we're being 100% honest. Essentially, the food that is singing to him keeps telling him, like, this pie, doesn't this look good? Oh, but it'll make you sad. Oh, it'll turn your teeth gray. Oh, it'll turn your gums gray. And that's a big, big point in this. It'll turn your teeth and your gums gray. Like
one thing you didn't mention was that the healthy foods that they kept talking about were actually not healthy at all.
Not even remotely close. And I was actually, that ties into the very end of this video.
Okay, all right.
So, like, they keep, Duck Guy and Red Guy are just gone. So it's just Yellow Guy just taking the brunt of this talking steaks aggression, I guess. And they're just telling him that like the shit he's eating is terrible. And here, you want this food? And he's like, gets excited. Like, oh, it'll make you feel bad. Oh, you're going to be sad after this. So they show him spaghetti. And they're like, he goes, oh, doesn't this look good? Wouldn't you like to have some spaghetti? And he like keeps emphasizing, have this.
I just like that he fucking yeets the spaghetti at the wall. He's like, nope,
fuck this. And so all this chaos is going on, presenting different foods, the food telling him that it's bad food, and then presenting another food that might be good, might be bad. And then we get a very, very, very quick hard cut. And we see Yellow Guy all by himself. There's no talking steak. There's no talking can. There's no talking sandwich. The only thing we see is he has gained like 40 pounds in like 10 minutes.
I like how they did his cheeks.
Yes, he's got big cheeks, and you see green feathers like stuck to his lips. You see a bunch of cans strewn about the counter, and all of them have feathers in them.
And it is safe to say that those monsters that were eating the duck are these cans, but they just didn't have the label on them.
Right. And so the label of these cans is literally just a picture of Duck Guy.
Yep.
And at one point, you hear the food ask Yellow Guy, like, doesn't this look delicious? And it's a super quick shot of a can turning in like a microwave. And you see part of Duck Guy's face on it.
And it's got like the red smoke coming out of it and shit, which is all weird.
It's all super fucked up. But yeah, essentially what we get from this is that Yellow Guy was tricked into eating Duck Guy's organs and feathers and meat. And the last thing we see is the telephone ringing one more time. And before anyone answers it, the credits roll and it shows Red Guy
walking away from a telephone box in a coat, a scarf, and a suitcase, almost like he's like on a trip.
Very British.
I've never seen this episode of Doctor Who.
I know, right? This is a weird ass TARDIS.
Yeah.
But yeah, after the credits roll, that's the end of hell.
Wild.
Super fucked
the end
up.
Of hell.
That is the end like, of oh. hell.
It's the end of health and the beginning of hell.
So that was the fifth episode of the web series. And that was in 2015, right?
Yeah, October, 2015. Yeah, October.
Yeah, okay. So it's not until 2016 that we get another web series video. And anybody want to guess what day? Yeah.
What day? What's the date?
It's Dad Day.
Dad Day.
Is it June 19th?
It sure is. No. It sure the fuck is.
Coincidentally, June, that was Father's Day.
In 1955.
It's probably not a... Well, you say that. Now, this video is the longest one in the web series, but I'm going to make it kind of quick-ish. So I think it's the most plot-driven one, really. So
I agree, for sure.
It opens up with Squash Man, yellow guy, and he's laying in bed at night, and he's really sad, and he says, "Good night, guys," and then, "I miss you." And it's obvious that...
There's nobody like, there.
Yeah, nobody is there with him. He's missing his friends. He has lost Red Guy and Duck Guy. And so he's laying in bed by himself, and he says those things, and then he rolls over and he turns off his lamp. And then his lamp turns itself back on and comes to life, and it starts fucking talking to him. So it tells him how he can't go to bed yet because he doesn't know how to have dreams yet, and he needs to learn to dream. And the lamp explains that they're movies that play in your head. And then it starts doing a song, and this one isn't really a bop, but it kind of, it goes into like the things that a yellow guy needs to dream about. One of them is about riding a horse, and then it devolves very quickly into drowning in oil. And yes. Then you see Yellow Man, and he's like drowning in a small puddle of oil, and then he wakes up from the dream, like... It seems like he wakes up from the dream and everything's okay, but then he starts drowning in oil in his bed. And
yep. After, and the lamp is there again.
Right, yeah, and the lamp is still there. And so after that happens, we cut to Red Guy. So Red Guy is back, and he's in an office cubicle, and he's like wearing business casual clothes, and he's sleeping at his computer, like laying on his keyboard.
He's got a 9-to-5 now.
Mm-hmm. And he's woken up by another guy, and like this entire office is filled with other people that look just like Red Guy. It's like they're this weird species of Red Guy people. And so he's woken up by another Red Guy, and this Red Guy asks him to file some papers. And the Red Guy starts playing with the papers, and he says, "Wouldn't it be funny if these papers just came to life and they started singing?" And like the guy that handed him the papers just kind of stares at him for a minute, and he just goes, "No, that
doesn't."
Would be
everyone
really
start like
boring.
Looking over, like what?
Like, what the fuck
what
is
the
wrong
fuck?
With him? Yeah, like he's making a scene in the office. It's super uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable.
Hello, HR. Yeah,
I think something's wrong with the
fucking stupid eyeballs. Come up.
Yeah, they all just pop and whoop.
Yeah. So the guy that hands him the papers is like, "No, that sounds really boring." And then he just walks away. And so after that, we cut to like a piano bar, like a lounge, like it's like an upscale martini bar. And Red Guy is sitting there by himself with also a bunch of Red Guy, like all the patrons in this martini bar are also Red Guys. And he's drinking by himself, and they're all talking about themselves, like amongst themselves at the other tables. And the conversations that you overhear, like super mundane and super fucking boring. And they're really not about anything. And then there's a Red Guy playing piano on a stage. And our Red Guy just straight up gets up out of his, off of his table and like walks up onto the stage, butt ass naked.
Oh, yeah.
And grabs the microphone that's on stage, and he starts singing the creative song from the first episode, And everybody's like, boo, this fucking sucks. Stop. Like, and one person's like, so this. Rude, completely naked. And
can you imagine if you had no idea that the creativity song like was a thing and you like went to a comedy club one night and all of a sudden this nude dude just stepped up there and started singing about being creative?
Yeah.
I use my penis to express myself.
They're absolutely not having it. No. So the microphone comes to life and it starts talking to Red Guy. And as he's listening to the microphone talk, things start getting all fucky again. And he gets teleported to like what aesthetically what I can only describe as some Five Nights at Freddy's shit. Blackness all around him and he can't really see. So he's kind of like wades into the darkness. And he comes across this gigantic old machine, and it's got a keyboard, like a musical keyboard attached to it, and there's some reels of tape on it, and then it's got a CRT TV in the middle of it. And he walks up to it, and what's on the TV is a video of Yellow Guy. And Yellow Guy is in his bed. It's basically the scene from earlier in the video. And so he's drowning in the oil, and so Red Guy starts punching buttons on the machine, and every button he pushes starts changing things in Yellow Guy's room, and like characters from all the previous videos start showing up. The steak is there, the fucking computer that does the digital dancing shows up.
Yep.
The bee thing that gets smashed shows up.
Yeah.
The clock shows up. They're all like blinking in and out of existence in the room, and like every time he presses a button something shifts in the room, and all of a sudden this long ass yellow arm comes out of the darkness behind Red Guy and grabs him on the shoulder and says, stop. And it's Roy. It's Yellow Guy's dad. Mm-hmm. So Red Guy walks away from the computer and follows a wire that's connected to it and finds like an electrical panel on the wall. And he just slowly turns his head at Roy and goes, I wonder what will happen. And yanks it off the wall. And it fucking disconnects everything.
Oh my God, yes.
And it cuts back to the first scene from the first video where they're all sitting at the kitchen table and the notepad is on the table, except this time everything is slightly different. Like Red Guy is blue. The characters look slightly different. There's little differences in their environment. And then it pans up to the calendar that's on the wall that says June 19th. And it sits there for a second and the 19 falls off. And like the calendar basically flips over to June 20th. And that's the end of the video.
What's your favorite idea?
Oh, yeah. And then
the notebook starts singing the creative song again.
The notebook starts singing the song again.
Yep.
Wow.
But that, whoa. Yeah.
Wow.
Is that all you got for Dreams?
Yeah. That's the end of like the web series proper.
Yes.
Yeah.
Web series proper. That's honestly, before we did like a deep dive on this, that's really all I thought existed for this. I didn't know it was a TV show. I didn't know it was this, that, and the other. But yeah, super fucked up, super cerebral.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Fucking as far as that goes, did you want to talk about Wakey Wakey? Just because I don't know when that actually falls into the thing.
Here's what I'll do. Since Matt also has the egg video episode, the late September bracket egg. Both of them are kind of in the same vein. So after all of these videos got done, there were a couple of teasers left on the channel that kind of allude to something more is going on with Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared. Matt, do you have anything that you want to say about that?
Yeah. So there's this Wakey Wakey video, mm-hmm. and it is about 2 minutes long. And so what this video is it's Yellow Guy's birthday. And so it opens up with him walking out of the house and he starts singing a song about it being his birthday. And then the bird guy comes outside and starts singing with him. And then the red guy comes outside. But Red Guy is like complaining about how they get up every single morning and sing the same fucking song. And then they actually start going through. Yeah, he's like not having it. He's like, I don't want to fucking be here. I don't want to sing this song.
He literally like he's like the ultimate cynic is one thing that I've found throughout these videos is like he's the last person to get on board with anything that's going on. Well,
clearly, that's like what his like species of people.
Yeah.
Like.
They're just dull people.
Oh, God, yeah.
Just wait till you watch the TV series. He's fucking unhinged.
The Dreams episode really solidified the fact that that Red Man is part of a species of people that is just inherently boring. So fucking boring.
So dull.
Yeah.
And so the rest of the video kind of goes through their neighborhood, and we find out that they live in Clay Hill.
Yes.
And so they go through a couple of their neighbors. We find out that Big Ian lives next to them, and it's just this big, flat, Stanley-ass looking humanoid creature. He's basically just a dude that's been flattened. And the next to Big Ian is Mrs. Grenald. And apparently she always has cakes and pies for everybody to eat. And she comes outside and she has the pie that is like filled with meaty heart. It's like, it looks like heart on the inside.
It looks like a bunch of human hearts.
Yeah. And yellow guy goes, ooh, birthday cake, and tries to eat it. And red guy slaps his hand and is like, no, don't eat that. What the fuck are you doing?
you don't want that shit.
Then they go over to Mr. Pigface, the mayor's house. But despite the fact that they say that he always comes outside every single morning to greet them, he doesn't come outside on this particular morning. And so Duck Guy knocks on the door and is like, yo, come out. Where the fuck are you? And he doesn't come outside, so he like cracks the door open. And the only thing we see is Duck Guy's horrified expression when he peers into the house. But we don't see what he sees, and then the video.
Yeah. So this one... I mean, technically, both of these are teasers for something that, unfortunately, we will not be talking about today. But, after Wakey Wakey, that honestly, to me, that was like the long form, like the informative trailer.
Right.
Whereas Egg was more like the teaser.
Yeah, there's another shorter one after Fly. This. 19 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Long. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that one.
I forgot about Fly.
It's the same thing. It's just another commercial for the TV series. Yep. There's really nothing of importance in it. It's just like
it's foreshadowing.
Yeah.
It's hyping up the next thing that's coming out.
Right.
Yeah.
There's really not a whole lot to say on them, to be quite honest.
Honestly, Wakey Wakey, Fly, and Late September Egg.
Yeah.
It's all literally just teasers. Go
Egg
watch them.
Does actually announce the series.
The date.
So.
And like,
there's
when
not
it's
any
coming
substance
out
in it, but it does say that there will be 6 new episodes in September of 2022.
And they managed to make that announcement very creepy and weird.
Yeah, I will say, just in lieu of our next episode, the first Kickstarter that we ended up hearing about ended up getting funded.
A lot.
They ended up making a show.
Yep.
And then the show sits in limbo because of the TV station, I want to say, that they were trying to put it on.
Channel 4?
Yeah. And then basically they end up scrapping it and making this new one, which will go in later.
Which, you guys will hear all about that, unfortunately, next week, because it's already over time, but that's fine. I'm glad we did not make this a one-parter.
It's 20 past day, boys.
There's fish on my tray!
Do we want to say anything about the web series overall?
I mean, I'll touch on, overall, a lot of this was... There's an interview with the creators who basically explain what each episode is supposed to be a commentary on. But you'll notice each of them, to sum it up, each of them is basically how it's very complicated to teach someone these very simple subjects. Like you can talk about creativity all you want and try to teach someone creativity, but it's hard to teach creativity because your own creativity can get in the way of theirs.
Well, and you also can't use the color green.
Exactly. So it makes it very difficult.
So hard.
To me, it was a lot of, and I didn't watch the interview, so I don't know, but it seemed more to me like a commentary on like society and like getting accustomed to society because all of the teachers, like we were saying earlier, are like, they teach, but they teach super shitty. Like,
they're so bad at it.
They don't actually want them to think for themselves. They just want to teach them. Like, with the food, they don't actually give a shit about the kids being healthy. They're just trying to sell them what they think that they should eat.
Yeah, that's exactly. It's a whole thing. Like the first one is about it's supposed to be commentary in art schools and how they just force their creativity on you. You're not allowed to be creative. There's the episode about computers where it's about the dangers of the internet.
Digital
and how
style.
Yeah, and how it's just trying to keep, basically TikTok, where it's just trying to keep you on one track.
Yep.
Try to fuck up your attention span. There's the health one, which is a commentary on like the FDA.
Yeah,
and it's about things like that.
And how they actually, one of the comments or the lines from that video, the slab of meat that comes to life and tries to teach the characters all about health. Essentially equates their body to a house.
Yeah.
And they do a really, really fucking bad job at explaining how
a house
your
works.
Body works.
Yeah. Mm.
And I have to assume that that's all part of all of these lessons where, like, yes, these are things you should know about, but these people are not the fucking people you should be learning from.
It's pretty much brainwashing. They don't want you to learn real things. I mean, even
the loved one is like really fucked up. Like if you listen to the lyrics, like they're very much like the teacher's like very much trying to like make a point that a man and a woman should be married and that's the way it works. And that, and like, there's some like real homophobic, like,
God, I want to go into
lines
that.
We have to wait. Fuck you, bro.
I mean, you can go to it now, but it'll make make way more sense if we go over the TV series.
That's the
series
same one where they like worship the thing.
Malcolm.
Malcolm, yeah. The head.
Yeah.
The big stone head.
We feed him gravel.
You know what I worship?
And then what do you worship?
No, you
I was going to say, like, the yellow guy also seems like he's also supposed to be representative of people who just don't fit in, really, and like start questioning things.
Yes.
Like, he is ignorance.
He's slower than everyone else.
He seems like he's the only person that actually exists in this series. I'm not going to say any more than that, but from somebody who, like, the first time I watched through all of these videos, the only conclusion I could come to is that the yellow guy is the only person that actually exists. And, like, the others are just some kind of construct to help teach things.
He does have main character vibes.
Oh, yeah.
They could be he's other people in his life, and what we're seeing is just how he perceives them. Because
maybe
he
went through some trauma.
I think probably. Like red guy, I don't think he dies. Well, obviously he doesn't die because he shows up in the office later. But like, I think him dying is him growing up and moving on, because like he learns throughout the series that like this is kind of bullshit and like
all this is stupid.
This is all stupid. And I'm like just sitting here fucking around with these kids and I.
Oh yeah.
And then he dies and that's him like growing up and like leaving and going and getting a job and
going to the office.
A boring adult. Yeah. But to yellow guy, he's dead.
Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of different like takeaways from this whole series too. And I mean, if you like Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared, obviously you've probably listened to the hundreds of different like in-depth analyses that are out there on YouTube, which we're not going to go over their theories or anything like that, because they are out there and it probably add another hour to our video if we were to talk about all of them. But if you like coming up with your own theories and you like all these weird theories, there are a bunch out
there's
there.
There's so many.
They're
all fascinating.
Yeah, they're very fascinating. They're very well put together. Yeah, everyone has their own. Like, it's funny. We won't be giving you ours because we don't have the time to do that.
Not today. Maybe next week, though.
No, still not then.
Oh, well,
probably not.
Doug is
no
just,
analysis. You just get hard facts.
We're nothing.
We're just presenting. We're just
wrong.
We're just here to let you know the cold hard truth.
We just go here.
You could. You get nothing.
And that's it.
You get nothing from Doug unless you go to patreon.com/dualitypod. Then you get content from Doug.
You do. And Mike and Matt and me.
You can go to duality.com.
Please do that.
It's got, sorry.
That's preferable.
You can go to dualitypod.com.
Ran over that man's toe.
It's got all of our links to all of our things on there, which is fun, like our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram, our TikTok that we haven't posted on in a long time. It's got all the things on there.
Fuck TikTok.
I hate TikTok.
We're at dualitypod at just about everything. You can go to youtube.com/@dualitypod. We're on there too. You could even go to buymeacoffee.com/dualitypod and chuck in some money because you'll be buying us coffee. Just kidding. You're buying us alcohol.
It's beer and whiskey.
You could go to a thing that I'm missing, our Google phone number, the one thing that I shouldn't be missing.
630-909-9341.
You said 939 once.
I did. Yeah. I know. I got the message. Don't worry.
630-909-9366. Go there. Send us a text message. We'll answer it. Or leave us a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. You can also go up to your dad.
I don't know why that went out.
You could go to your dad and you could hug him unless he's scared. But that's okay. Then you kiss him.
Yeah, don't hug him if he's scared. That's like the last thing you want to do.
Jason, do you want to say
people? I would love to say lots of things.
You
want to
say people?
I would love to say people.
People.
People. All right, cool. Is that all I should do? No, guys, stay fucking paranoid. If you guys enjoyed this series, there are actually several others that are similar to it that we could cover. Not, they don't have to do with.
Let's do that right now.
Huh?
Let's do that right now.
Okay. Are you guys ready to do another episode
Six.
Right now?
Yep.
We'll just make this like Three. 10 hours long.
Zero.
Yeah, just hop. Just.
9. 366.
Wonderful.
Well,
Matt, you say people?
Hi, people. Be good to yourselves, be good to other people. I don't know, whatever. Doug.
slap your beans together.
What a good one.
Just do that. I don't care anymore.
Take your bean and slap it against a
Actually,
bean.
Here's Doug's advice. This is what this means. I'll interpret it. You guys are going to define what slapping your beans and beans together means. If you could do that for us, that'd be great.
See, a
if you
bean
say sex,
is a clitoris.
Oh.
And a peen is a butt cheek.
A peen is a butt cheek. Holy butt cheek on a stick.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. Please come back next week. We have part two where we go over the web series. We're going to tie everything together. We're going to talk about the creators. We're going to talk about pretty much every loose end that you might have questions about from
like
this episode.
A butt cheek on a stick.
And there really will only be two parts of this, not like four fucking parts.
This is,
please
not
don't
Ash
abandon
Blanche.
Us again.
And yeah, and probably the next parts are going to be probably faster than this episode.
It's going to be half hour of talking about content.
Don't give them time frames.
And 40 minutes of us just fucking around.
And 2 hours of poop joke. Bye, everybody.
Is that a fucking shit? Is that a fucking shit? We love you guys. We will see you next week. Matt, what do you have to say to the people? You didn't say your thing to the people.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, no, you did. You're right.
Bye.
I'm wrong.
Jason, you didn't say your thing to the people. Oh, my God.
Too late. Bye.
Doug, you didn't say your thing to the people.
Don't look under the internet.
Dylan from Detroit. Just wanted to let you guys know that there's a Lovecraftian musical. It's kind of a rock opera. It's called Dreams of the Witch House, based on the same story. Anyway, that's what it's at. I'd love to go to college.